everybody. Good, good, good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Huh? Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution. And that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Oh, Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you, here's Matt. There's you, there.
What's the daisy? What's the daisy?
My God. We're going to have to clean that up later. Me and my buddies, my pals, my amigos. I'm going to get my gear.
Wait, yeah, Matt, you don't have to go.
No,
Matt,
you don't have to do that. We'll never smoke pot again.
Matt, thanks for all you've done.
I don't give a rat's behind because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired of living in a van down by the river.
Is the back door locked?
Yes. We love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter what you're doing and no matter where you're at. Today's message is, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Yes, I'm being forced to live in a van down by the river. I don't know about you today, but I am being forced to live in a van down by the river because prices are just so high. Prices are so high and the real estate market is going way up. I don't know about you, but houses are 3 times the price that they should be. Yes, I can't buy a house because they cost too much. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. So I have to tell you, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Yeah, that's what you're doing. I mean, I remember growing up, my mom used to pay $250 a month rent. Now the average rent is $1,200. The average of $1,200 a month to rent a house. So you're giving me no choice, and you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Now, I'm not saying that living in a van down by the river is all that bad. I mean, it does have its perks. And I'm sure there's some good things about living in a van down by the river, like fishing, spending some peace and quiet time, and yes, you don't got to pay property taxes. But the truth of the matter is, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river because the costs to buy a house are 3 to 4 times higher than they should be. Well, it's not just houses, the cost to buy anything. The cost to buy anything is just too high. Is anybody feeling this? To get 4 tires on your car costs $1,200. $1,200 for 4 tires. Everything costs so high. Gas prices are high. The housing market is high. The price of college is high. Everything's high. Everything's high across America. Food is high. I can't go get a gallon of milk because it costs $5.99. A gallon of milk costs $5.99. Everything is high. Your property taxes is high. The clothes that you wear that are made in China are high. Yes, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. So many crooked people across America. So many crooked people in our church today. So many crooked people who offer dishonest weights and measures. Dishonest weights and measures. Yes, I'm being forced to live in a box. You're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. This is Agenda 21. Yes, they're buying up all the land and forcing everyone to live in this small, confining space where you pay more for less. Oh my gosh. I went to the store and this restaurant, I've been going there for the last 5 years, and every year I pay more and the portions get smaller. And the price goes up while the portions are getting smaller. The price of your property taxes are going up. Why the space of your land is getting smaller. Yes, this is Agenda 21, and this is the new agenda for the 21st century. Oh my gosh, you are forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Well, I don't like to be forced to live in a van down by the river. I would like to have some property and a house. But you're forcing me because you're a bunch of crooks. Well, the Bible talks a lot about dishonest weights and measures. The Bible talks a lot about dishonest weights and measures. And just like today, we have our own weights and measures in America. For an example, pounds and ounces and tons. Well, the Bible also has its own weights and measures. An example, the talent or the minya or the shekel or the gera. They had their own. They had their own weights and measures. And we find out that these weights and measures in the Bible were being distorted, was being altered. And Jesus Christ, He had a lot to say about these dishonest weights and measures. There's a lot of dishonest weights and measures happening in America today that we are being ripped off. Everything you buy from China. The Chinese are buying up all of our land. We have sold this country out to the globalists. The truth of the matter is, there's a lot of dishonest weights and measures, and it's right before our eyes. with all these big corporations outsourcing everything to China, where do you think does it cost them to get that product? Well, it costs them very little because they're doing business unethically. They're doing business with the Chinese on these sweatshops, slave sweatshops. So they make a product for very little. Then they come back and sell it to the American people at such a high rate. They make a tennis shoe for $5. They sell it to you for $150. This is called dishonest weights and measures, and this was also in the Bible. In Deuteronomy 25:13, the Bible says, Do not have two different weights in your bag. One heavy, one light. Do not have two different measures in your house, one large or small. You must have accurate and honest weights and measures so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you. For the Lord your God detests anyone who does these things, anyone who deals dishonestly. You see, what this verse in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 13 is talking about, well, it is referred to here as a tool of a dishonest trader. That means the trader who bought by heavier weights and larger measures and sold by a lighter weight and smaller measures. Such dishonesty was a universal practice of the Canaanites, and the Jews quickly learned it from those whom they displaced in that land. So in time, Israel itself became, in this regard, only another Canaanite. In Amos 8:5, the Jewish traders stated in the presence of Amos that they desired the removal of the Sabbath day so they might set forth wheat, and making the ephah, the measure, small and the shekel great. You see Amos here. In that time of Amos and in Deuteronomy, we see that in the Bible, there were so much dishonest weights and measures. There's so much dishonest weights and measures. They change it for their own benefit. This is what's happening in America today. There is more and more dishonesty in the weights and measurements, which gives the little man no opportunity to get ahead. The truth of the matter is, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river because there's so much dishonest weights and measures. The cost is so high. I don't know what to do. I just can't get ahead. I'm being beat down. I want to go to the church and ask for help, but the church says, just give me your money. Oh my gosh, the pastor, he's saying the Lord's blessed him because he ripped everybody off. Oh my gosh, he's dishonest too. He's using the dishonest weights and measures. Selling everything to the Chinese. Selling everything to India. Oh my gosh, what about the American people? I want to go to the store to get a fishing pole, but it costs me $150. Oh my gosh, I'm hungry. I need something to eat. But I went to the store and a loaf of bread cost me $2. Oh, this is a lot of dishonest weights and measures. You're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Why are you forcing me to live in a van down by the river? You know, in 1 Chronicles 23:29, the Bible says they were in charge of the bread set out on the table, the special flour for the grain offering, the thin loaves made without yeast, the baking and the mixing, and all measurements of quantities and size. Who was in charge of this bread? Well, it was the priest, the Levites. They were in charge of all manners of measures and sizes, as the hin and the ephah, as several parts of them for things both liquid and dry, which were in the keeping, and according to which they gave out to the proper quantity of oil and wine and fine flour. Both the Bible says, but even in the temple, even in the church, there are dishonest weights and measures. Yes, even in the temple, there are dishonest weights and measures. Just like there's dishonesty and weights and measures in our American churches today. Number one, give me your credit card so we can automatically abduct money out of your checking every month. This is happening in the church. It's evil. If you want to be a member to our church, give us your credit card so we can automatically take it out. This is the corruption. This is dishonest weights and measures. And this is happening in America, and you are forcing me to live in a van down by the river. I'm being forced to live in a van down by the river. So here I am. I'm going to look at a house, and maybe I want to do a land contract or a lease to own. That'll be $1,200 a month with a 15% interest rate on a 30-year. Well, why don't you just tie my hands and drag me behind the car and in the dirt, and on top of it, why don't you just beat me up? Why don't you just kick and hit me, and then once you're done, once I'm bleeding, why don't you just pour salt on that? Because that's really what you're doing to me. That's what's really happening. So if that's not enough, I said, well, maybe I'm going to go and give me something to eat. I think I'll go to the grocery store and maybe I'll just get me a sandwich and some milk. So I grab a loaf of bread and grab some peanut butter and jelly and a gallon of milk. $35? $35? What? Yes, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. So I'm really sad. I'm getting beat up here. So I go to the church, and the church says, I'm going to hell because I didn't give them any money. So not only am I broken, beat up, now I'm going to hell. What am I going to do? You're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Yes, all this kind of dishonest of weights and measures is happening all around America. Every pair of shoe that you're wearing is probably cost $5 to make. Meanwhile, they're selling to you for $200. Hey, how many of you know that when you go to the store, there's $200 shoes now? You ever thought you'd be paying $200 for a pair of shoes that the Chinese made? Well, the person who made that is probably dead, but the Chinese made it. You ever thought it would come to that? But the Bible says in Proverbs 11:1, the Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights finds favor with him. Dishonest scales are abominable to the Lord, to Jesus, but the true weights please him. This is one of many warnings in the Bible against dishonesty in Proverbs 16:11, Proverbs 20:10 and 23, and of course any kind of dishonesty is also abominable to God's sight. The false balances were those in which the heavy weights were used in buying and the light ones were used in selling. Dishonest weights and measures. Let's tweak it for our own benefit. Here's another one. What about the evil hotel chain? What about the evil hotel chain? I remember you used to be able to get a room for about $20 a night. And every time I travel, I don't even sleep in a hotel. I'll just sleep in my car. Because I went up to one hotel and I said, well, I'm a veteran. And they said, well, I'd probably give you $2 off that. And I said, well, how much? They said, I'll be $160. I said, $160? Are you out of your mind? $160 to sleep in your filthy bed and to sleep in your stinky pillows? $160? You see, dishonest weights and measures are happening all around the United States. So you have no choice, but you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Or to buy your cheap Chinese products. And to sell my soul to Satan. That's what you want me to do. You want me to sell my soul to Satan. And to become a globalist. And to act like I'm really trendy. But I'm not. I'm really sick and tired of getting it from the behind. I can't take it. The church has taken Jesus out of the congregation. Jesus is being taken out of the hospital. Jesus is being taken out of the equation of America. Jesus is being taken out of every facet. And yes, there's so much dishonest weights and measures. And you are forcing me to live in a van down by the river. In Proverbs 20:10, different weights and different measures, the Lord detests them both. We have already studied several Proverbs in the same line of thought. The diversity of this weights and measures was a device used by dishonest traders who used one set of standards when buying and another when selling. Does that make sense? When you go to the store today, there's one standard of buying. And who does these stores in America buy to? And you know the stores, about every single store around. Well, they buy at a certain rate. Their standard is, we're going to buy from the Chinese while they abuse their workers. And then when they sell the products, it's a whole different standard. And when they sell that product, so they're buying something for, say, 10 cents. They're selling it to you for $100. This is a dishonest trade. This is a dishonest scales. These dishonest traders. This is what's happening in America. A lot of Americans are like Judas who have sold this nation out. But the Bible is very clear that they're dishonest trading. They try to justify as good business, but it's dishonesty, and this dishonest trading is bankrupting America. It's bankrupting us spiritually, and I'm here to tell you this dishonest trading is also in the church where the pastor is being overpaid, and why they're continuing to take your money, and that money's not going back to the community, but it's going back overseas. I'm here to tell you today that God detests his dishonest weights and measures, and I'm being forced to live in a van down by the river. Yes. You see, this dishonest trader who used one set of standard when buying and another when selling, the simple meaning of the proverb is that God hates dishonest traders. But every one of your big stores out there, and I'm not even going to name them, are trading dishonestly and selling you a product dishonestly. I'm here to tell you that. So therefore, you're giving me no choice. You are forcing me to live in a van down by the river. But hey, if I can't buy a house and I can't buy your dishonest products, and I'm not going to give my commission to that dishonest realtor, and I'm here to tell you, if that's all you want to give me, fine. I'll live in a van down by the river, and I'll take my pole, and I'll catch me some good fish, and I'll eat good. Because I'm here to tell you that you are forcing me to live in a van down by the river because of all your dishonest weights and measures. So much dishonesty. Dishonest weights and measures everywhere I look, everywhere I go. Just about all of our businesses in America have some kind of dishonest trading going on with China, India, Indonesia. Dishonesty in the fact that workers are treated like slaves. They're overworked while the American people pay a higher price. This is the dishonest weights and measures that the Bibles are talking about. I'm here to tell you in Ezekiel 45 verse 10, you are to use accurate scales and accurate ephah, which means measurement, and an accurate bath. This gives instruction for the provision of land, for the sanctuary of the temple grounds, and then for dividing up the remainder of the holy land to the 12 tribes of Israel. An appeal is made for the kings of Israel to refrain from violence and from false trading. Very simple. That in the Bible, they were saying, hey, you need to divide up all the land equally with the 12 tribes of Israel. The corruption here is this. Here's the corruption. I'm not against landowners. I'm not against anybody owning land. But what we have is we have certain agencies buying up all the land. All the land. Forcing rangers out. And have you guys heard about the Clyde Bundy ranch in Nevada? And he had those grazing rights for all those years. Well, he was being forced out because of the grazing rights, because they were buying up all the land. And this is called Agenda 21, where they force you in a small box. And this is the dishonest weights and measures that the Bible talks about. There's so much dishonest weights and measures. This is the dishonest weights and measures that's happening in our stores, in our grocery stores, in our universities today. There's so much dishonesty, a lot of dishonest weights and measures. And this is the same kind of dishonest weights and measures that the Bible was talking about. And I'm telling you, the real estate is so dishonest today. The real estate market is so dishonest. I'm telling you that the hotels chains are very much dishonest. The universities today are very much dishonest. So, in the Bible, in Ezekiel 45:10, you are to use accurate scales, an accurate ephah, and accurate measures. You're supposed to divide the land up equally. No, but this is not what's going on. So you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. And so in Micah 6:11, the Bible says, shall I acquit someone with the dishonest scales, with a bag of false weights? You know, the Bible is very clear that Jesus Christ can never be pleased by the exploitation inherent in crooked weights and measures. No matter amount mountains of sacrifices or a constant observant of religious routines, this is impossible of pleasing God if found in the conduct of people who live lives that are immoral, unethical, selfish, or deceitful. The truth of the matter is, I am being forced to live in a van down by the river because the real estate market is too high. Your average house now is $500,000. I am being forced to live in a van down by the river because the real estate market's too high. And let's just say I do get a loan on a 10% interest rate for the next 30 years. I have to pay $1,200 a month. I can't find a job because I'm just not trendy enough. So I can't afford $1,200 a month. So therefore, I might as well, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. You know, in Zechariah 5:6, the Bible says it like this. I asked, what is it? He replied, it is a basket. And he added, this is the iniquity of the people throughout the land. Here, the Bible was saying that this is the measurement of their iniquity. Or their ephah, which is seeth, shows that there is an eye upon them that seeth their works. Don't you know that Jesus Christ sees your evil works today? And this is the eye of the Lord which sees and takes notice of the evil actions of men. He takes notice of the evil actions of men, not as approving them, but as observing them and avenging them. And you need to understand that today, that in America, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of bad traitors. There's a lot of crooked weights and measures. There's a lot of folks that got ahead by their evil actions. And they are pushing you down. And they're making it impossible for you to raise your family. They're making it impossible for you to live. Yes, this is the evil. This is what the Bible says about the weights and measures. So you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. Because of your dishonest weights and measures, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river, and they're probably forcing you to live in a van down by the river. So this was a measurement of evil. And I believe today, if God took a measurement of the evil that's happening in America, He would say that there's so much dishonest weights and measures. There's so much unjust balances and unjust weights and unjust ephah and unjust hin. Yes, these are Bible measurements. But Jesus Christ would want you to be an honest trader. Jesus Christ would want you to handle your business honestly. So this was the measure of their evil. Yes, this was their measurement. Their measurement of iniquity. What is your measurement today? Nobody's perfect. We all got good and we all got bad in us. And we all try to do right. We all make mistakes. And I'm not talking about perfection here. But what can you change? How can you be a good trader? Maybe you've been operating your business wrong. Maybe you've been operating your church with dishonest scales and measures. Maybe you're getting paid dishonestly with dishonest weights and measures. Maybe you're taking too much. What can you do to balance this out? This is what I want to challenge you today, because what you're doing is forcing me to live in a van down by the river because of your dishonesty. You're forcing me to live in a van down by the river because of your dishonesty. I can't even buy a fishing pole. A grill costs too much. They don't pay me to preach. I have no choice. I don't know if I can even afford a van. Oh my gosh! We really need Jesus back in America, and we really need Him now. Yes, you're forcing me to live in a van down by the river. You're really forcing me to live in a van down by the river.
All right, how's everybody? Good, good, good. Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Huh? Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper! Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river. Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably asking yourselves, hey, Matt, how can we get back on the right track? Well, as I see it, there is only one solution. And that is for me to get my gear, move it on in here, because I'm going to bunk with you, buddy. We're going to be buddies. We're going to be pals. We're going to wrestle around. Old Matt's going to be your shadow. Here's you. Here's Matt. There's you.
What's the daisy? What's the daisy?
By God. We're going to have to clean that up later. Me and my buddies, my pals, my amigos. I'm going to get my gear.
Wait, yeah, Matt, you don't have to go.
No,
Matt,
you don't have to do that. We'll never smoke pot again.
Matt, thanks for all you've done.
I don't give a rat's behind because I'm moving in. I'm sick and tired of living in a van down by the river.
the back door locked?
Yes. We love you, Dad.
I love you, too.